Every week, musicians across the country pack equipment into vans and head out on tour. Some have managers, others book their own gigs, but most often they wind up in bars or nightclubs. But more rock musicians are taking a cue from their folk counterparts. They're playing in houses. Kara Oler of Arizona Public Radio reports on one house, the Robot House in Flagstaff.
The front stoop of the Robot House is never empty. At any given hour, housemates and friends sit, smoke, and talk. But a couple of nights a month, the front steps and sidewalk fill with people waiting to get inside as one of the housemates holds out a coffee can at the door.
This is donations for the musicians that are playing tonight. We are a nonprofit. We don't keep any money. We just give to them so that they want to play here and it's worth their time.
On a good night, the bands come away with $100. It isn't much, but most bands say the energy and enthusiasm for the music make up for it. And the audience finds something it can't get at a club. The kids get to hang out with the musicians for a night. At the heart of this operation are Bobby Carlson and Ray Walker. The two started putting on shows together when their band, the now defunct On Seduction, wanted to play in town. The only venues were bars, where Bobby says a lot of their fans couldn't get in.
There seriously wasn't any place to play that wasn't 21 or over, and I just didn't want to drive to Phoenix every time I wanted to see a decent band play, and so we kind of had to make something ourselves.
So they decided to start playing in their living room. Bobby and Ray passed out flyers and told their friends. They weren't sure what the turnout would be, but the night of the first show, over 40 people packed into their house. More shows followed. Most featured bands from Phoenix heading out on tour. But then bands from out of state started calling. Ray Walker says this was all due to one basic concept.
Word of mouth, man. Word of mouth. Friends of Bobby's are in bands that started playing up here originally. They told their friends. We all have friends who are in bands, you know, whether or not they're in town, out of town, in state. And it just kind of grows from there.
The Robot House wound up on a list distributed by indie bands. The list gets copied and recopied and passed along to hundreds of musicians. Ray and Bobby say they get so many emails from bands interested in playing the Robot House, they could easily put on a few shows a week. Instead, they've kept it down to about two a month.
This is the last song and it goes out to Hesper and Ray and Bobby.
The housemates soundproof the windows with wood and blankets, turn couches on their sides to make more room, and fill the kitchen with speakers, amps, and sometimes the drummer. Bands from all over the U.S. have played the Robot House. This Bike is a Pipe Bomb is from Pensacola, Florida. Singer and guitarist Terry Johnson says she not only likes playing the Robot House, she likes listening to all of the other bands.
Okay, so tonight we played with a band that was two guys playing guitar and a guy singing. Then we played with a hardcore band. Then we played with a pop punk band. We consider ourselves a country band. And the same group of people was standing there, like, totally getting into every band exactly with the same intensity.
This is not just a group of kids nodding their heads. People actually dance.
You're all very beautiful dancers.
Shows are usually packed tight, and the people in front stand nose to nose with the singers. This Bike is a Pipe Bomb's Rhymo D says he thrives on being so close to the audience.
I definitely appreciate and really enjoy, like, 50 kids, like, making it so I can't play my guitar correctly or standing on Ted's drums.
Playing in a living room breaks the barrier a stage puts between a band and an audience. Andy Camp is a singer and songwriter from Portland, Oregon. She says at houses, people actually pay attention. Her soft ballads are often drowned out at bars.
It's really cool to be able to play at a house where it doesn't get shut down and the kids come in and listen. And it's a really cool atmosphere. It's very intimate, you know, a bunch of kids stuffed into a little room.
Getting shut down is a problem. If the shows become too loud or run too late, neighbors call the cops. And that's another reason Bobby Carlson and his roommates limit shows to two a month.
It could always be the last one. Any moment the cops could come through the door. We had a series of shows where it just kept getting later and ending later and ending later. And, like, right before we played, I just had like a mild nervous breakdown where I freaked out at everybody and was like crying in the bathroom because like we were starting late and like it was just all happening over and over again.
The stress is compounded by the fact that 40 or 50 kids from around town stay for much of the night, and the musicians literally become house guests. Bill Badgley, who sings and plays guitar for the Bellingham, Washington band Federation X, says putting up with all of that requires commitment.
People have to give up so much of their own personal comfort to have shows at their house that it usually means that they're way more willing to give up a part of themselves for it. You know, you can't have shows at your house and be half-hearted about it. It has to be what you're doing. You know, whereas you can go to a bar and you can work there and then go home and it doesn't, you know, it's just another day job to you. But you can't do that in your living room.
Besides commitment, it takes courage and persistence to put on shows. After numerous run-ins with neighbors and their landlord, Bobby and Ray have lost their lease. But the Robot House website is still up and running and still booking bands for shows at other houses in the city. For NPR News, I'm Carol Oler in Flagstaff.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.